Yesterday I told you I didn't think that song was catchy. How wrong was I? I can't get it out of my head. No one in this team's getting it out of their heads. You were singing it this morning.
You guys mentioned it this morning and all of a sudden I had that tune stuck in my head. I didn't even know I could hit those high notes.
Yeah, worm. How about our Katie yesterday making it through to the Eurovision Grand Final this weekend? I have to admit, though, there was a performer who stood head and shoulders above everyone, and that was the Pole. The humble Pole that has been the centrepiece of her incredible performance. And as a Melburnian, you can puff your chest out just a little bit more today because that Pole was birthed right here in Melbourne back in the early 90s with a little theatre company that's gone on to great things, Strange Fruit. And a person who knows a thing or two about how the Pole works is Trevor Wright. He's the general manager at Strange Fruit. Trevor, how proud of the Pole were you?
Oh, very raptured that it gets a night outing like that. Yes, it's great to have it used in that context.
So, where did this idea come from? I believe the technical term for it is bendy pole. Where did you get the idea to put people on the top of bendy poles and swing them back and forth?
Well, we refer to them as sway poles, and it was one of the founders of the company that developed the technology to make the pole and also the associated equipment. And it's the story is that it's the vision of a field of wheat swaying in the breeze with little people like creatures on top of the field of wheat came to him in the dream, and then he decided that he was going to try and create that that image for real, and has done a pretty good job of it.
The pole has been beamed out now across the world, but it's been a highly successful part of the theatre making of Strange Fruit for, as we said, since the 90s. You've gone right across the world doing it. So many people have been involved. Does it always have this amazing reaction that we're seeing at the moment where people are just in awe?
It's interesting. I mean, so the company generally does 3 to 4 public performances at festivals. That's sort of our bread and butter, and that's what's taken us to 55 countries around the world. So that reaction is not unusual, but it's small scale usually because we're playing to a couple of hundred, at most probably a few thousand people in public spaces. So, the reaction is not unusual, but we've done quite a lot of televised performances before, but it's never really, this is the best that's ever been captured. I think it's the best use of the pole.
Trevor Wright is the general manager of Strange Fruit. They organised the bendy pole that you saw, Kit Miller-Heike.
It's called the sway pole, Sammy.
I believe it should be rebranded as a bendy pole because it's a cool name. Trevor, okay, I have. We had a debate here in the office. The swaying of the pole, is that done purely by momentum and ab control, or is there someone underneath the pole swinging it back and forth?
No, it's totally, the movement is created totally by the performer on top of the pole. And it's a natural, one of the things when people first get onto the pole is often they will try and control it too much. And so the history, the performers in the company come from various backgrounds, some dancers, some circus, some just performers, actors or whatever. Often the circus performers find it the most difficult to master because they're used to controlling whatever apparatus that they work with, whereas with the sway poles, you have to give to the pole and you work with it rather than against it.
So for Kate to have sort of mastered, I suppose, because she really has done a very good job on there in such a short time is pretty amazing.
It's incredible, yeah. And particularly the breathing that she has to do up there. It was brave of her to get up there in the first place. And the way that she, and what she's, it is quite incredible.
So now that the Cape Miller Hikey has made this poll popular, do you think more artists are going to start approaching you? Have you been approached yet by anyone else?
Well, we have several other companies. The polls have been in a tour by Madonna. She used them in one of her big-scale concerts. We've worked with Cirque du Soleil. They're in a Disney on Ice production at the moment. So we have worked with other companies, and I think I said before that, like, often we've been on big broadcast events, sporting events and whatever before, but this is the best that it's been seen. I think it's really featured the polls really well. So, we're hoping that that it'll get more attention to the company and we'll get Strange Fruit work.
Well, one thing that we, I don't know if you can answer this, but we are highly concerned about, what if she drops her microphone?
what would happen in the Strange Fruit shows if people... But I don't think that's going to work that well in the Eurovision context.
Hopefully it's attached to her somehow. It's such a great celebration, not only of obviously the work of Kate, but also this theatre company that's been putting out quality theatre since the 90s. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Trevor Wright. He's the general manager of Strange Fruit, and we can be very proud of that theatre company that was born right here in Melbourne.